defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, December 20th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in Chile, New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Do any of you guys out there play golf? I love to play golf, and I'm not half bad either. About a 15 handicap or so. I actually come from a pretty long line of pro golfers, to be honest, and one thing I was taught when I was young was when hitting a sand wedge, you strike the ground about 2 or 3 inches behind the ball. And, lesson number two, if the ball lands on an icy pond, leave it and play a drop. Well, one golfer going viral today didn't take direction from lesson number two, and he tried to play the ball off of an icy pond. He strikes the ball a few inches behind the ball, cracks the ice, falls down, breaks the ice with his shoulder, and goes through into the icy water. The ball didn't budge an inch, and he lost a stroke. Maybe he should just take the drop next time. Let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump is 3-0, and in the world of sports, we call that a winning streak. The Electoral College has spoken, but not without a record number of faithless electors. We'll give you the final tally and talk about how and why I ended up with the same number of electoral votes as Gary Johnson. Also, once again, terror strikes in Europe. Over a dozen killed by the Islamic extremists in 3 separate countries yesterday. We have responses from world leaders and the police in Germany who are still looking for one attacker. Plus, what is the U.S. government doing to keep us safe here at home during the holiday season? And since progressive politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and Shark Tank billionaires all failed to convince the average voter to choose political correctness and globalism over national pride, one failing cable channel has now turned to using millennials to shame white men. This ought to be interesting. All that plus the views Whoopi Goldberg is spewing out more incoherent noise than a whoopee cushion. King Obama takes a break between tea times to commute the sentences of more than 200 federal inmates, and Bill Clinton chimes in about why Hillary got her clock cleaned on Election Day. Another county heard from. But let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack today on this first episode of the week, but in the meantime, you gotta check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com, there's a how to listen tab there, you can check out new articles there, and some brand new updated Rhino rants. I had a little bit of free time this weekend. Also, as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Also on Gab, we're speaking freely on Gab, at Rhino on air, same handle as Twitter. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean, location. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, streaming talk radio, and of course, KLRNradio.com. Midnight, we're there, Tuesday through Saturday, midnight Eastern. So hello to all you guys. This is the first show of the week, as I stated in the opening, and that's because I have been laid out sick as a dog all weekend. I'm not sure if it was the flu, if it's a sinus infection. I have no idea. So if you just hear me stop talking and maybe a thud on the floor, that's me falling over. Turn your radios off. We'll catch you tomorrow. But over the weekend, I did have some time to watch a little bit of TV while I wasn't in a medication coma. I found this really, really great show. And it made me think a little bit less of myself, but it was still a great show. It's called The Selection. It's on History Channel. So you gotta check out that show. Essentially what it is, they take 30 people who have no military experience, and they put them through a process similar to what Navy SEALs and Green Berets and Army Rangers and all the special forces go through. It's wild. Absolutely wild. And the instructors, they're all, you know, of the same. They're SEALs, they're Rangers, they're special forces, and what they put these people through. And then, like, 2 hours of sleep, and then we're going to do it again. And then 2 hours of sleep, and then we're going to jump in the ocean and stand there freezing cold for 3 hours. I mean, it's nuts. And these people, they're dropping like flies. I think they started with 30. And I'm not going to give too much away. It's on demand. Only the first two episodes are out right now. So you got to check out The Selection. I was saying to myself, you know what? I could do this. Maybe it's just the medication talking, but I could do this. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago I'd try it. Not anymore. These people, that's nuts. I don't know how else to say it. It's crazy. But you gotta watch that. Also, I tried watching this Adam Ruins Everything show. It's on True TV. And it's this guy, Adam Conover, and he's kind of this smart aleck guy, and you know, he has all these facts and figures that they go through, and each show has a different, whatever. It's jails, it's the homeless, it's a different topic each show. And what they do is whenever he states some sort of a fact, I'm using facts in air quotes here, what they do is they put a reference or a footnote up on the TV screen, and usually it's something like the ACLU or Southern Poverty Law Center. You guys get the drift. Or some UN article, and it's very, very leftwards leaning. But I saw they had the one on jails. Now, I've spent a considerable amount of time working in jails, so I wanted to see what he was saying about jails that none of us knew. Some revelation from some blonde kid that's never even been inside a correctional facility. What could he possibly have to say about jails that none of us would know? Or all these misconceptions we have about incarceration and, you know, the whole justice system after adjudication. And I gotta tell you, nothing good. He had nothing good there. Essentially, what the show amounted to was, we shouldn't incarcerate people. So it begs the question, then what should we do with them? Should we elect them to Congress? Should they be in charge of our taxes? What should we do with them? And there's no answers. There was just a lot of complaining about this person went to jail and they tried to straighten out their life and there's no more rehabilitation and now they can't find a job and they have to check ex-felon on their job applications. And yeah, you know what? You got to do that. But the workaround on that, because there's a lot of states now saying that you no longer have, you can't have that question on the application anymore. I think California and New York are, go figure, two states that do that now. But the workaround for the small business owner or for the employer is you can just do a background check. That's all. It's an $8 background check. Not a big deal. So, watch it. Some of the shows are okay. They had one that was about the Electoral College, and if you listen to this show, you're going to hate it, because it was totally, totally skewed. It pretty much just said we shouldn't have an Electoral College, and they did that episode last year. It's not even that recent. But yeah, that's Adam Ruins Everything. The Selection, oh. And then I had the pleasure of watching Wiener. It wasn't a porno. Wiener the movie. It's about Anthony Wiener, and it's a documentary. I think I've mentioned it on this show a couple of times. And what it is, it's following him from the time of the first scandal, when he first got in trouble for, you know, sending the naughty pics, to him wanting to now run for mayor of New York City in the primary, of course. And there were like 15 people in that primary. So this camera crew follows him around, and he was starting to gain a lot of support. He's, you know, he's got a lot of energy and whatever else, and he's doing really well. And then the second episode happens with Sidney Leathers, and everything just falls apart at the seams. What I was looking for, because we all know this story, what I was looking for was the relationship between Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin. That's what I was more interested in seeing. And you could see in her face, she's not real thrilled. In fact, she does not go with him on some of his final campaign stops. She doesn't go with him on election night for the primary. It's an interesting movie. It's not as bad as you would think. There's not a lot of Democrat politics in it. Not really. That's on demand. I think it was on Showtime. So if you have a chance, check that out. It's interesting. It's interesting. All right. Enough about my TV watching for the weekend. But speaking of Anthony Weiner, apparently now there's a federal judge, and he said that they need to release the search warrant that the FBI got to look in Uma and Anthony, Carlos Danger, into their computer when they were looking for the emails, of course, back and forth correspondence to Hillary Clinton. And the judge pretty much just said that, hey, listen, you can release the search warrant, or you have to release it, but you have to redact the names of the special agents and any other information about ongoing investigations, which probably means the entire thing will be redacted. So, it's supposed to be released today. Now, does the warrant have to do with communication between Anthony Weiner and the teenage girl from North Carolina, or is the warrant more have to do with Hillary and Uma? And of course, this all happened, what was it, just 7 or 8 days before the election. I think it was October 30th, something like that, when James Comey said that they're reinvestigating this stuff, and then they poured through 600,000 emails in 8 days. 8 days, record time. You can't get a permit to build a deck in your backyard in 8 days. Somehow the government went through 600,000 emails in 8 days. So this is going to get released. We're all going to look at it, and we're going to say, well, what a pervert this guy is. And then we're going to talk about Uma and Hillary, who, by the way, Uma's now getting blamed. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel for what happened in this campaign. They're blaming everybody. Everybody. Uma's to blame. She didn't schedule enough stuff. Too much fundraising. James Comey's to blame. Angry white men are to blame. Oh, we're all to blame. There's enough blame to go around. So, can't wait to see this this warrant. I'm sure it'll be riveting. But we're going to move on from that, because we have to talk about the Electoral College and the Hamilton electors and the faithless electors and the never Trumpers. And gosh, they just failed again. They failed again. So when we come back, we'll talk about yesterday's Electoral College vote, as well as what Bill Clinton thinks about Donald Trump and the attacks in Berlin yesterday. So we have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You are listening to The Rhino Report.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. I got to tell you a quick little story here. So I go to the bank this morning. I peel myself off my mattress. I get up. I locate my socks. I go to the bank, and I got some checks to put in, other business-type stuff to do that I should never be doing on the amount of medication I'm on, but I'm still doing it. And I'm at the teller, and there's someone next to me. Now, they always try to get me to use this ATM thing to put in. No, I'm not doing that. Whenever you put a check in the ATM, it takes about 4 lunar cycles for the check to clear. So I'm at the teller, and the guy next to me is all finished. He's finishing up his transaction, and the teller says to him, "Hey, happy holidays." And the guy looks her square in the eye and says, "Hey, Merry Christmas." And he walked out. I loved it. I loved it. I started laughing, and I probably shouldn't have, but she was very taken back by it. In fact, I don't think she particularly appreciated it, but he had a big smile on his face and gave me a high five when he walked out. So that's cool. All right. So Donald Trump, we can say it now. We can say he's actually the president-elect. I mean, most years, this is not even a thing. It's a mundane procedural thing. The Electoral College, they show up, they have a little punch and pie. They cast their votes, and then off we go to the certification. Well, we had the Hamilton electors. We had Hollywood. We had, the Hillary Clinton camp. We had John Podesta. We had Bill Clinton. We had everybody trying to sway these electors, not to mention the people who were sending death threats and following people in cars and videotaping them. It was like they were trying to get a Scientology. It was crazy. Which brings me to a point that, let's just say the role was reversed. Let's say Hillary Clinton won, and you had Trump supporters out there emailing death threats and following people and videotaping people. What would happen? Loretta Lynch and the DOJ would swoop in, they'd arrest all of us for trying to tamper with the vote, right? Trying to intimidate the electors. Voter intimidation. Well, not happening this time around because they're okay with it. This is a lawless government. Always has been, and it will be remembered in the annals of history of being a lawless presidency. So you have voter intimidation. You have all this tampering going on. The electors buck the system. They buck what everybody's saying, especially in Washington. We'll talk about that just here in a second. And Donald Trump finally, by noon yesterday, is officially the president-elect. Now he's just going to certify the results on January 6th. And I love that Joe Biden has to do that. That's very cool. So he gets 304. Trump finishes with 304. Clinton finishes with 227. And then you had a whole bunch of other people here. See, some people tried. You had these gatherings outside the state capitals. They're holding, like, dump Trump signs and no treason, no Trump, and, you know, no fascist USA and that whole thing. And we've been over it many times. These people don't even know what fascism is, but they'll hold up signs that say it and it's spelt wrong. So you had a guy in Maine, an elector in Maine, Democrat elector, tried to vote for Bernie Sanders. But then it was ruled improper, and on the second ballot, he switched to Clinton. You had another guy in Minnesota who voted for Bernie Sanders, and he was replaced. We heard this was going to happen. You had a Colorado elector who tried to back John Kasich and then was replaced. And then you had Washington State. What the heck is going on in the Pacific Northwest? This is where I love our system. Absolutely love our system. You had three electors in Washington voted for Colin Powell. And one voted for Faith Spotted Eagle. Now, I didn't know what that was at first. I thought maybe it was like a zoo exhibit or something. Apparently, it's the leader of this North Dakota pipeline thing, which is a whole separate issue, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then the other eight went to Clinton. So she winds up losing more electors than Donald Trump. Donald Trump lost this clown, Chris Suprin, the one in Texas. You know, the one who says his fire department was dispatched to 9/11, but he was never there. He's a big, he's a big bonehead, this guy. He wound up backing Kasich. And then one other Texas elector wound up Ron Paul. Ron Paul got a vote. So you got one for Ron Paul. You got Kasich, Colin Powell, this spotted baloney, whatever it is. And then you have Trump gets 304 and Hillary gets 227. And that's it. Ball game over. Ball game over. Despite everything they did, they bring out the celebrities. They start harassing people. They got mainstream media on their side. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Their relevancy has gone from almost zero to nil. To nil. Overnight. Trump 3-0. He'll be 4-0 on January 6th. So good news there. You know, it's worth noting too, if you throw out California altogether, Trump wins the popular vote. That's why we have an electoral college. So you can thank your Hamilton for that and the Constitutional Convention of 1787. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and we'll talk about Bill Clinton's, what he's up to lately. You'll never guess.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So we'll just finish up with this Electoral College stuff. This is never, I mean, it's never a story. Every single election, we don't even talk about this stuff. It happens, you have no idea it happened, and you go right to the inauguration. Well, it was a big deal this year because they wanted to make it a big deal, and people were going to defect, and Trump was going to lose 37 electors. Didn't happen. Non-story, non-issue, just like the Russian hacking, non-issue. Non-issue, nothing there. You know, I wonder, how come these celebrities haven't left yet? Were they waiting for the college to vote? Are they going to buy their boarding passes now? I mean, Cher has to go to what? Like Jupiter? That's a long ride. She better get going. Oh, this is my favorite. You have Keith Olbermann. I think he's like on GQ TV. This is where his career has gone. Like from an NBC or MSNBC host anchor to now GQ TV. He says he's going to resist, and he will never, never call Trump his president. Okay, whatever. We're not going to call you a reporter because you're on GQ TV. So, also, you have the inauguration's going to be on Friday, January 20th. They're saying, and I sort of believe this, that they're having a hard time finding people to perform. You know, these celebrities, these big acts, you know, musicians, I guess you can call them, because they use computers to make their music now, so I'm not sure what you call them. But they don't want to do the inauguration, because there's this thing going around that they'll be blackballed if they do it. They won't get any work in Hollywood, and they'll have to get real jobs, and they can't do that. So they can't find a lot of people to perform, and no one wants to see, like, Ted Nugent and Kid Rock at an inauguration. I like them both, but, you know. So I think maybe they should do this. Get a bunch of, like, choirs or something to perform. Get, like, the USO band to perform. Something like that. You know, find some of these people who have, I don't know, kids that perform. We saw that one girl in Florida that Trump brought on stage, and that group of three or four girls that had that Trump song on stage during the election cycle. Get them. Who cares about the Hollywood? Who cares? They can't find anybody. Who, you know, whatever. Don't perform. We don't care. You have 65 million people now who don't want to watch your movies, who don't want to buy your movies when they come out on DVD, who don't want to listen to your music, who are going to stop paying for your songs on iTunes. So, don't do it. Cutting their nose to spite their face. Something celebrities are very good at. The RNC co-chair, Sharon Day, she's responding to the Democrats, still complaining, puts out a statement. She says, "For the good of the country, Democrats must stop their cynical attempts to undermine the legitimacy of this election, which Donald Trump won decisively in the Electoral College with more votes than any Republican since 1988. So there you have it. You're never Trumpers. He's in line with Ronald Reagan. How about that? So I think we can put this to bed for now. We talked a little bit about this spotted eagle, Faith spotted eagle. I thought it was an animal at the zoo. It's the Sioux Elder who's leading the protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's a bunch of bull, because that pipeline does not even go through their reservation. It's like 10 miles away from the reservation. So they're not protesting there anymore. It got cold. They all left. That was a paid protest, in my opinion. But yeah, she's the leader of them. So there's that. I'm going to miss 2016. I am. I'm going to miss this year. We had a lot going on. I mean, it feels like the year went by so quickly. It was like 2 years ago we were talking about the primary or the caucuses in Iowa and the primary in New Hampshire. It feels like it was, you know, yesterday. I feel like the caucus is still coming up. Like, we're still reliving this election. But I'm going to miss 2016. I am. There was a lot of stuff going on. And it's something we can all tell our kids about, if we're allowed to in the future, if we're allowed to talk about it. All right, let's briefly go over what happened yesterday. Berlin, very, very sad. 12 people dead, where this guy drove a truck through the Christmas market in Berlin. Now they think they might have the wrong guy in custody. They're still looking for somebody. Apparently this truck, it was a semi-style tractor-trailer, and it was stolen from a job site in Poland and then driven to Berlin. I guess from where it was stolen to Berlin is not that far away. There must have been GPS or some sort of auto tracker on this truck, because apparently it started and stopped a bunch of times between the time it went missing to the time the attack happened, which would indicate somebody trying to figure out how to drive it, is what that would, you know, sort of indicate. Very sad, though. One of the guys, the passenger of the truck, he was shot and killed, and was a Polish national. So, and as I stated, the truck was registered in Poland. Now, less than a month ago, the State Department did issue a warning and cautioned us against going into markets and other public places across Europe, saying that these groups like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda were focusing on the upcoming holiday season and associated events. That's a quote from what they had said. And we've also heard in the past, and we've seen in Nice, France, right? July 14th, 86 people, death by truck at Bastille Day in Nice, France. We saw this in all their publications. They're urging their members, their lone wolves, their rogue soldiers, whatever they call themselves, to find these trucks and plow through. It's all about trying to get the innocent people who aren't expecting it. They're too cowardly to fight us man to man, gun to gun, way too cowardly. So they go after these areas like we saw Bastille Day and of course, the Bataclan in Paris, and then now this Christmas market in Germany. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Their senior police chief, he told a local German paper there, "We have the wrong man and therefore a new situation. The true perpetrator is still armed at large and could cause fresh damage." So they're concerned. And this really all is going to fall on the shoulders of one Angela Merkel. 900,000 migrants into her country in the last year. And that's what's happening here. That's what's happening. Which is why Donald Trump calling for extreme vetting, and the left can't handle it. They can't handle it. They say, "Oh, well, we already have good vetting." No, we don't. We have no vetting. Nothing. So, Merkel, she's on the hot seat. She's going to lose her job pretty soon. And Donald Trump, once again, calls to eradicate these people from the face of the earth. And I couldn't agree more. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the ambassador who was killed in Turkey and the ramifications it might have on our relationship with Mother Russia. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report. Quick little break here.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Final Report. Hope you're having a good day, getting some Christmas shopping done. A couple more days, right? I guess I'll start soon. As if tensions could not be any worse between Russia and Turkey. Now you have what happened yesterday. This is terrible. This Andrei Karlov, he was the Russian ambassador to Turkey. He was shot while making a speech at the Ankara Center for the Contemporary Arts, where this 22-year-old guy got up behind him. He had a suit and tie on, looked professional, and shot him in the back. And he was, of course, yelling Allahu Akbar and don't forget Aleppo. He was saying that in Arabic. You know, just an interesting side note here. I'm watching the news last night, and they're talking about this. And the anchors on just about every station that I watched kept saying that this 22-year-old, I'm not going to say his name, he doesn't deserve the credit, but they said he was saying, "God is great, God is great." And that's not correct. He was saying Allahu Akbar. If you're going to translate, AP style dictates that you tell the viewer or the reader that you're translating what was said. AP style dictates that, but they don't do it. They want to have him yelling, "God is great," because the minute they say he yelled Allahu Akbar, all of a sudden, we all know what's going on here. We all get clued in. We're all very attuned to this stuff now. So once again, I have emailed all of these different channels. I have asked for them to retract it and restate it. They won't do it. They won't do it. They never do. But don't be fooled by that. Don't be fooled. Karloff, 62 years old, was Russian ambassador to Turkey since 2013. And he was the ambassador to North Korea from 2001 to 2006. This is not going to help relations between these two countries. Of course, they've been pretty tense since that Turkish aircraft shot down the Russian jet back in November of 2015, which again seems like it was yesterday. It seems like it was just yesterday that happened. Vladimir Putin, he's saying he's gonna get back at them and someone's gonna pay for it. You know, typical Putin stuff. Maybe he'll just hack their computers. I don't know. Terrible though. Absolutely terrible. We have to rid the earth of these people. They're a cancer, they're a disease, and they need to go. Speaking of diseases, Bill Clinton, he says that Donald Trump won. He was at a bookstore, actually, and someone caught him on audio here. This guy can't get out of his own way. But he was at a bookstore in Pleasantville, New York, not too far from Chappaqua. And he said that Donald Trump won because of James Comey and the FBI. That's, of course, the battle cry now. And, well, he was able to win the votes of angry white men. This is becoming what this is all about. They're trying to divide again. And this is what Democrats do very well. They divide us up into little tiny groups, and that's how they pander to each group separately, hoping to form a larger sum of people. He was caught, yeah. He says, James Comey cost her the election. Now, Hillary Clinton cost herself the election. James Comey never would have been involved if it wasn't Hillary Clinton and how corrupt she is. These people, they refuse to look at a mirror. They refuse to look at themselves and say, listen, we messed up. We goofed. We don't connect anymore. How many times have we heard over the last couple of weeks these counties in eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania that voted for Obama twice, and then Trump schlonged Hillary in them completely? So don't look and say it's the angry white voter. It's the unemployed voter. It's the person who's not happy with the status quo. It has nothing to do with angry white men. But they refused to look inward, and that's going to cost them over the next 2, 4, 8, 12 years. There's no doubt it will. You start reelecting people like Nancy Pelosi. You have a guy like Chuckie Schumer now going to lead their Senate gaggle. These are the old guard. There's no one new, no one up and coming. They probably thought behind Obama they had 10 people lined up. There's nobody. Nobody. And they can't even get on the same page. It's terrible. Well, for them anyway. I'll take it. Yeah, so he's at the bookstore here. And then they were out to dinner. It was Chelsea, her husband, Bill, and Hillary. And they're all holding hands at like this cabaret club a couple nights ago. I don't know. They're trying to show Bill and Hillary together more. I think they're trying to repair the image a little bit. Remember that walk in the woods? Remember? It was 2 days after the election, and they're just walking in the woods together through a trail in Chappaqua, and some lady happened to stumble upon them and take a picture. Remember that? Yeah? Well, that lady happened to be an operative for her campaign. This stuff is all being staged, all being set up, because there's something else coming, whether it's Chelsea running for a district in New York City as a congresswoman, or little tiny rumors out now, little rumors about Hillary Clinton maybe running for mayor of New York City. Yeah. Well, if that wouldn't convince you to leave New York City, I'm not sure what would. So they're trying to repair their image here. No more trips to Pedo Island, I guess, for Bill. All right, so that's Bill Clinton. Whoopi Goldberg, this is a great one. If you watch The View, I apologize, because you shouldn't be watching that stuff. I don't even watch it for you. I just happen to see this story here. Whoopi Goldberg is saying that she's more informed and capable of being the president than Donald Trump. She says, here's the difference. When I speak, at least you know that I've actually looked stuff up. So people think I might be more aware. People know that I've had a wide variety of lives, so they think I might know some stuff. Stuff! She knows stuff! She's such a dope. and she's fighting with this Jedediah Abila. Remember her? She was on Outnumbered. Now she's on The View. That's a step in the wrong direction. All right, we'll finish talking about this when we come back. Plus, MTV has some suggestions for you guys. And what is Obama doing while on vacation? That has nothing to do with national security, I'll tell you that. Let's check in there, guys. Quick break. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi Cushion. Lots of strange noises coming out of her. So she's fighting with Jedediah Abila. If you remember her, she was on Outnumbered on Fox News Channel. She was a contributor. She was much better back then. I'm not sure what happened between Outnumbered and now she's on The View. They libbed her down a little bit. Whoopi says, here's the difference. When I speak, at least you know I've actually looked stuff up. No. Nothing you say would indicate that you looked anything up. Maybe NPR on tape. Maybe that's what you're referring to. But they're fighting about Donald Trump, and he's not smart, and she's smarter than he is. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg's a real brain trust. Says he doesn't seem to do his homework. He doesn't seem to have any idea how things are actually run. So tell us. Tell us from your Hollywood perspective how things are actually run. Get out of here. Jedediah, gotta do a better job of defending us on that show. The View is unwatchable. Unwatchable. It's amazing. It's been on for like 20 years. That's crazy to me. Alright, moving on to another failing TV channel. MTV, they got this video out. So these videos are killing us. You got the celebrities, you got all these making these videos. Now they have a video saying that white guys could do a little better in 2017. We could do a little better. One lady says America was never great for minorities, so stop bragging about being woke. What does woke mean? One lady says, can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? She says, Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it. Well, no, all lives matter. Black, white, brown, who cares? They all matter. One of these guys, he says, also blue lives isn't a thing. Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, they weren't born blue. That refers to the color of the uniform, you idiot. That's what it refers to. So, these are a bunch of millennials. They're probably like, I don't know, 22, 23 years old. They're talking about mansplaining. What the hell is mansplaining? Someone explain that to me. And that nobody who has black friends says they have black friends, so they're blaming the white guy. Blame me. I don't care. I'll take the blame. They say we love Beyonce, and yes, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues. I'm talking to you, Fox News. They single out Fox News. Then they say we can keep Kanye. I guess because Kanye supports Trump now, we can keep him. MTV, they are really, they haven't had music on MTV in like 20 years. So, they say I want my MTV, I want to shut it off. This coming from the station that profits and exploits off of teen pregnancy, by the way. What else we got? Oh, Obama. This guy, he's on vacation, right? $5 million vacation. That's pretty good. So I would save us a lot of money and take a $2 million vacation. I'd save us $3 million bucks right there. But he's on this $5 million Hawaiian vacation because he deserves it after all. You know, it's not easy ruining an entire country for 8 years. So we need multiple vacations. He just got back from Martha's Vineyard. Now he's in Hawaii. And while he's there, he takes a little time out to commute the sentences of 153 federal inmates and pardoned 78 people. It's a record. He has shortened the sentences of 1,176 people, including almost 400 who were serving life sentences during his presidency. Once again, showing us that he's a lawless dictator, and thank God he's out of here pretty soon. So, in the meantime, just remember, until we have President Trump on January 20th, gotta lock your doors. Gotta lock your doors. Criminals roaming the streets. Thanks, Obama. All right, guys. Hope you had fun today. Hope you're having a great day, too. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.